you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 19th. Today's word is animus, spelled A-N-I-M-U-S. Animus is a noun that means a usually prejudiced and often spiteful or malevolent ill will. It can also mean basic attitude or governing spirit, disposition or intention. Animus also means an inner masculine part of the female personality in the analytic psychology of C.G. Jung. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Peter Jameson. The precise rationale for the district's animus toward chicken ownership is unclear. Animus has long referred to the rational or animating components of a person's psyche. It derives from the Latin word animus, which can mean spirit, mind, courage, or anger. Since a key animating component of personality can be temper, the word came to mean animosity, especially ill will that is driven by strong prejudice. The term is also used in the analytic psychology of C.G. Jung in reference to an inner masculine part of the female personality. The English word animus is closely related to words such as animosity, magnanimous, and unanimous, but it is not closely related to other similar-looking terms such as animal and animate. Such terms derive from the Latin word anima, a distinct term that means soul or breath, and that suggests someone's physical vitality or life force, the breath of life. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.